Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Epic Phelan. Today's episode is on a bit of a somber note here, maybe a little bit bittersweet. About a month ago here, a good friend of mine, Michael Stretch, passed away unexpectedly. Young guy, healthy guy, 49 years old. We're going to be talking a little bit about him, and I have as a guest Lizzie Smalls, and what she has done is something really amazing here. She's put together Stretch Fest, so it's in honor of Michael Stretch. If you don't know who Michael Stretch is, we're going to be talking all about him and what this Stretch Fest is all about. So before we get started, Lizzie, why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself and maybe introduce how you knew Mike?
Oh, sure. Hi, it's very nice to meet you. I'm Lizzie Small, just the one small, not the two. So I am a face and body artist, and I paint under the name of Absolutely Fabulous Face Painting. Now, I've lived in Calgary, as you can probably tell from my accent, I'm not from here, but I came to Calgary about 17 years ago. And one of the first places I set up my paintbrushes was actually on Sundays at the old Calgary Farmers Market. I used to cover for the painter who was always there. She used to like to go to church on Sundays, so me, the heathen, would go and paint faces. And of course, there I met and very quickly became very good friends, firm friends, with the incredible Michael Stretch. So how do I describe Michael? Oh my God.
It's incredible is actually the word here. Like, as for those of you that didn't have the pleasure of knowing him, because it really was, like, he really was an amazing dude, just a super interesting cat. And yeah, interesting doesn't even touch it. Okay. So I'll let you continue, Lizzie. Sorry to...
Well, no, my pleasure. But the thing with Mike was, so Mike was the balloon guy. For anybody who's lived in Calgary for a long time and has frequented the Calgary Farmers Market, and if you've had children, you will have known this man. And if you're a yummy mummy, you probably hankered and rather lusted after him. So you know what? He was tall, dark, and handsome. He was, well, I say dark. Sometimes he was blonde. Sometimes he was dark. You never knew what color his hair was going to be. But notwithstanding, he was tall and very handsome and extremely charming. He was very, very talented as a balloon artist. He really was an incredible balloon artist. But what really set him aside was the fact that he was just so disarmingly charming to everybody and kind. And the kids just adored him. And so I would think that most mothers who have ever frequented the farmers market will know Mike well, because every week they would probably have been dragged to Mike while Mike was making the balloon dog or the balloon cat or the balloon bow and arrow. He would have been charming mum at the same time as just wowing the kids.
Yeah.
So he really was a remarkable man in so many ways. He didn't just balloon twist. He was also, I know you know this, he was also a DJ. And in his earlier years, he'd actually been a very accomplished and well-known stage hypnotist. So he'd had a very sort of varied and storied career. And once you met Mike and he became your friend, you knew that you had somebody with you for life. You really did. He was one of the kindest creatures I think I've ever met. He really made an impact on everybody he met. So his loss, his death has been a massive blow to all of us in the entertainment community. Because one of the things about this community is it's a small community. You know, we're face and body artists, we're balloon twisters, there are jugglers, magicians, one-man bands, and you know, we all work for all the big corporate events all year round. We're all employed by the same agencies. We meet each other at each of these events, and we care about each other. This really is a community. So the news of Mike's death hit all of us broadside. It really did. And as soon as we knew that Mike had gone, we all wanted to do something to remember him, and we wanted to do something to honor him.
That's really important to tell it to, not to interrupt too much, but
no.
To just so people have like a clear understanding of who he was, it's Like, you say charming, and we talked about, like, yes, he definitely liked charming the ladies. That was it. That was that was his thing. And again, being friends with him for a while, I've got to experience that on many different levels. But 100% a gentleman.
Oh, completely.
And, you know, when you say charming, which I'm, you know, is definitely the word to use for him, but I don't want anybody to think at the same time, like, he was genuine.
Oh, 100%.
Like, 100% genuine. Because I've seen people that are coined as charming, but it's like, you know, they're putting on airs, or there's a bit of a falsity. Like, and you can see that there's walls up around them. With Mike, it was no walls. You mentioned about him being involved in the community of entertainers and whatnot. And a story that I had with that is being that a DJ, and when I was starting off DJing for corporate parties and whatnot, he was very helpful. It wasn't like there was any insider secrets with him. It was, you know, it was like he was willing to help out his competition just as much as he would help out his best friend, right? It's like, oh, which everyone was his best friend, sort of. You would have that feeling with him.
And I don't think he ever felt like it was competition.
Yeah.
I think he always felt like he needed to make sure that the competition had the same tools as him, so that everybody was playing on the same level playing field. He was known in the industry for being that guy who would like, be, hey, dude, look, check this out. I've just discovered this new trick. You know, he gave all the time to people he worked with. And when you spoke to Mike, this is a real, I don't know whether it's a skill, but it's a gift. When you speak to somebody and you know that you are the only person that they are talking to at that moment, there is nothing else going through their mind except what he's discussing with you. He would look into your soul and he would connect with you on a level that was so pure. As you say, just one of the most generous people. Michael was known for spotting the mums with the kids who had no money. And you know what? He would not hesitate for a split second to whip out a balloon and hand it to the child and just smile that beautiful grin and say to the mum, nah, don't worry about it. I just wanted to make his day. You know what? That was Mike.
And like the talent that he had for like this stuff too was like,
oh, yeah.
You know, there's like, you see in the movies, oh, I'll make you a dog or I'll make you a sword. But this guy's like, here, I'm making you Scooby-Doo, like, and it's like life size almost. And then, and here's like, you know, or like, it's just the detail that went into some of these pieces that he would do was.
I used to love the little rocket packs he used to do for the little boys.
Oh,
have strapped to their backs with flames coming out, and they'd be running around looking like I got a rocket pack on. You know, Mike would just be like so happy because he just made a kid happy. So you know what? A man like that needs to be remembered and needs to be honored. And so we all decided that we wanted to do something in his name. And he has been most recently known at the Calgary Farmers Market South. So the new one back up, right up on the top of Blackfoot Trail. And in the last year or so, just after COVID, he actually started working at the Crossroads Market and was just, of course, as you would expect, extremely popular there. So we decided that all of us would like to give some of our time and whatever skills we have. And the family were keen to be able to allow us to do that, but they wanted somebody to benefit. So one of the very positive things that has come out of Mike's death is that, and it's bizarre, really, because Mike was able to give his lungs. Mike never smoked. He didn't really drink. He was just a pure bundle of joy. He didn't need any other help from any other sort of
outside.
No, he didn't need outside influences. He was perfect just the way he was. But what was so incredible was for years and years and years, he blew up balloons with his own lungs. So he actually had incredibly healthy lungs. So on his death, he was able to donate his lungs to somebody in Edmonton who needed them when Mike could no longer support his own life. So that is a hell of a gift. It's an enormous gift. And so in celebration of that, we have chosen to support organ and tissue donation, which is actually very unsexily called the Canadian Blood Services. But this is a huge subject, and we want people to be aware of what becoming an organ donor means to families. And being able to do it in Michael's name is such a privilege. So that's what StretchFeds is. I'll just very quickly explain that it is going to happen. First one's going to be actually not this weekend coming, which is Mother's Day, but the following weekend, which is the long weekend. We're going to be doing it at the Crossroads Market, which is the 21st and the 20th. Sorry, Saturday the 20th, Sunday the 21st. We run on Saturday from 10 till 4 and on Sunday from 12 till 4. And there will be balloon artists, as I say, face painters, jugglers, caricature artists, possibly a couple of princesses, a couple of other sort of characters. Basically, everybody and anybody who wants to be part of it has come to us and said, yes, I want to give a couple of hours of my time. So it's free to everybody who wants to come. Be prepared for us to tell you lots about organ donation. The people from Canadian Blood Services will be there. And yes, if you can donate a couple of pennies to their awareness campaign, absolutely brilliant. Yes, please do so. But what we want to do is spread the word and let people know how important it is to become an organ donor.
Oh, absolutely. And it's like you say, because it does have that a name that doesn't really do it justice, right? Canadian Blood Services, it's like, you wouldn't realize that that's where the organ donation is under. So if you wanted to support that group, it's easy to kind of get lost in the shuffle.
Yes, it is very easy. And oddly enough, this is just an aside, and Michael is the absolute main focus here. But just to put in perspective how vitally important understanding the machinations of organ donation is. Out of a group of 25 to 30 entertainers here in Calgary, there are four in that group, two of whom have either given organs themselves or have spouses who have given organs, and two of whom would not be on this planet anymore had they not received organs. That's four people in that tiny little microcosm. That tells us an awful lot. As a slice through society, that shows how much it's needed. And that's one of the reasons why we want to be able to influence people to start carrying donor cards. At the moment, I believe only 34%, it's actually a higher percentage than I thought, 34% of Canadians carry donor cards. And of that 34%, probably only 2% end up using them. So the reality is with organ donation, you know, it's not quite what everybody thinks it is. Oh, I think I'll just donate my organs when I die.
Yeah.
Much like that. Sadly, yeah. We have to not need them anymore and have to be on a life support in order to be able to give our organs. But you know what? It's the best gift that anybody could possibly give.
And yeah, and it would just goes back to, I know like a bunch of us really kind of struggled with this, you know, when it first happened to Mike, but it was sort of like, you know, I see on the cake of his life where he was such a giver, right? Like he was so supportive of anybody that was a friend of his or even not a friend of his. He was so willing to help people. Which is unique these days. But then even in his, like, you know,
In his final days and final reckoning, he was still giving.
Yeah, his final moments, he still was able to give something so vital to somebody, right? It's amazing. And I know that at Stretch Fest, there's going to be all sorts of, there'll be several contests as well. I know that Remax has donated a balloon ride, which I think is so appropriate.
I think it's amazing, absolutely amazing. So we're probably going to do that like a silent auction. So that's going to be quite exciting. We also have one of our artists who can't actually come because she's going to be out of the country, but she's actually an amazing artist, and she's giving us one of her artworks to auction off as well. So it's going to be, you know, we really want it to be a carnival-like atmosphere. We want to celebrate his life, and we want to thank him for everything he's given us. And in doing so, we want to put smiles on people's faces and, you know, information in their heads and in their hearts. And, you know, in Mike giving his lungs, he's somebody somewhere in Edmonton has literally hit the jackpot, because if they have his DNA in their body, my goodness, they're lucky people. And
yeah, it's funny that you mentioned Edmonton, and that's where they went, because I know Calgary and Edmonton, we have our rivalry and whatnot, but and as some of you may know, I was born in Edmonton and I have a lot of family there still. And years ago, I was, you know, talking to Michael, and it ends up that he knows my cousin's husband, right? And it's just like, it's just such a small world. Like, so many people knew Mike and loved him, and everyone is just again.
I can do better than that.
Yeah.
I had known Michael for 2 years when he met my husband, and we discovered that my husband used to date Michael's sister in Edmonton.
It's such a small world, right?
Just tiny. I mean, I think my husband used to get a bit fed up with me sort of like coming back on Sundays and talking about Michael, and he never knew who this guy was. And then, of course, he met him, and of course, naturally, they got on like a house on fire. And, you know, they were great friends. They were great friends until, unfortunately, my husband died 5 years ago. But in a similar circumstance, and my husband also gave his organs. But this, again, is an indication of Michael as the man. Michael turned up on my doorstep unannounced within a couple of days. And he said, I don't want you going near his wardrobe. I don't need you to go near his underpant drawer, whatever. You just show me where everything is and I will deal with it. And he was there for me. And it was like he, you know, all I got was the biggest hug. And after that, it was business. Let's get this done for you. I want this out of your life. I want you to start again. I want you to pick yourself up and move forward. And you know what? I'm so blessed to have had him in my life. He was an awesome guy.
Oh, yeah. And so I've had the pleasure of knowing, you know, mutual friends through him and meeting some amazing people too through him. Actually met him originally through my family's business, Canuck Amusements, where he was buying a lot of his balloons from. We got to chatting, and we shared the DJing thing. We had that in common. Another really interesting thing that he did too, like, he was the ultimate deal finder.
Oh God!
He would find deals on anything.
Everything.
So now, you know, with this, like, Gary V is really big into this, like, garage sailing and going and finding deals and reselling them and whatnot. But yeah, he was doing this. He was way before Gary V was doing this. He was doing the same thing, and it's just like, wow! Like, you know, like, you hear about somebody just unconventional, I guess. I was really struggling with, like, the words. Like, he lived a very unconventional life.
But he was also a dreamer. You know, he really had dreams, and he used to make those dreams come true. You know, he would say to me, oh, I'm going to go and buy a house in Winnipeg. What? How do you buy a house in Winnipeg for? I just feel like I need to get away from Calgary for a bit. What did you do? Bought a house in Winnipeg. Moved to Winnipeg for 2 years. And he came back. You know, oh, God, it was terrible when without him at the market for 2 years. We really missed him. But, you know, it came back, and then, you know, as of late, you know, he was planning later this year to move to Costa Rica.
Yeah, Nicaragua and Costa Rica.
All these plans for his place in Costa Rica. So, you know what, Michael is, I'm quite sure, looking down on us all and laughing and going, oh, yeah, well, I got a perfect cloud of found myself now, you know. And I'm sure he's got a couple of little angels sitting there, sort of.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah. Angels, maybe a couple devils. Yeah. But he's, you know what, remembering him, it's like, he was, a big dreamer, but yeah, he'd actually go out and make these things happen. And that was.
He would make it work. He would make it work. Then he was also, there is one other thing, you know, you were saying he was a gentleman.
Yeah.
He was a gentleman in the true sense of that word.
100%.
He was so, Michael was actually quite proper.
Yes, you know what? There was never any real crudeness, right?
Never.
Like, that was also part of the term.
And you know what? I don't think I've ever heard him say an unkind word about anyone.
Yeah.
And that's pretty rare. That is really, really rare. He was a rare bird, and we're going to miss him a lot. But you know what? Let's make Stretchfest. I would love to see Stretchfest across the country for one day and get all the entertainers across the country to just give 2 hours of their time to raise awareness towards organ donation and tissue donation. And I think that would be incredible to do that in Michael's name. If we could make that his legacy, I'd be so happy to be able to do that for him.
Absolutely. You know, what's funny, you mentioned that he's like looking down and laughing at us right now, talking about him, which is also a testament to his character because he is so interesting. I tried forever to get this friend of mine to like, come on my podcast. You're interesting as hell. Like you have such a story to tell about, whether it be like your deal finding and buying and selling and trading and versus wholesaling versus DJing. You had so many cool ideas for DJing. You wanted to open up a bar, you know, and let's open up a bar. That was a big joke that we had. But and then to have like the artistic side where he's like creative and the renos that he would do on his house.
You're in my head because I was thinking about exactly that. You know, this is the guy who lived on his own for a long time. And actually my husband helped him a lot with the house in the Northeast when he moved to up there. And I remember him saying, come see, I've just finished the bathroom downstairs. So I clam downstairs, you know, with Muppet the dog. And that's the other thing, of course, he was a complete animal, adored his animals, adored his dogs.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Muppet would follow me downstairs and opens the door into this bathroom and he's got a shower with 12 heads.
Yeah.
And it's like, Michael, why 12 heads? I go, why not? It's like, oh, listen, he didn't know how to do anything small.
Yeah.
He did not know how to do anything small. When Michael decided to do something like pickling, he would pickle every vegetable he could get his hands on for a week. So a couple of years ago, I went through my pantry and I found I had pickled beans and pickled carrots in there. And I thought, where on earth did these come? Oh, my God, they came from Mike about 5 years ago. He did nothing in small measure. And he loved in small measure. He gave of himself in no small measure. You know, everything was big and bold and true and genuine. And when you knew him and you loved him. You could not love him any more.
Like you say, it's as much as it was a small community, by Mike's circle was not small by any stretch. Oh my God, that's...
Oh, good one.
I did not mean that, but it's like, yeah. But it's, and yeah, interesting last name, and that just, you know,
well, stretch by name, stretch by nature. You know, yeah, what? That's yeah. The thing about Mike.
I'm not there very often anymore. I used to, you know, work there when I was younger, but I was at the family business just to see my mom for a moment and ran into Julia. Julia was an excellent employee there at Canuck Amusements, but she also, again, got into face painting and entertaining and, you know, I think some
all because of Mike.
And all because of Mike. Mike just was like, yeah, here you go. I'll take you under my wing and show you, with zero expectation for anything in return.
Absolutely not. Exactly. And, you know, we need more people like Mike, because he did the same thing to my daughter. She was, I think, 7 or 8 when he met her. And she would come every single Sunday and sit and chat with Mike. And they were like old buddies, you know. He taught her how to do balloons. And then he said to her one day, why on earth don't you do face painting like your mum? And she said, well, maybe. You know, 3 or 4 months later, she was doing face painting and now she's one of the best in town. So, and it was really because of Michael, not because of me. I mean, you know what it's like when you have a parent who says, why don't you do this? No, I don't want to. But it was Mike who, you know, sort of pushed her down that avenue and was perfectly happy to teach her. And I know, you know, Kayla Keelig is another balloon twister in town, and she was trained by Mike from a very early age. Mike has always been there to help youngsters find his nephew, Will, another brilliant balloon twister, all because they learned at Michael's knee. So, you know, we were very fortunate to have him as our friend. And I feel very honored to be able to do this for him.
I'm so happy that you are. And I think this is, if there's anybody that deserves to kind of be honored in such a way, which could become an annual thing, that would be amazing. And just, he deserves to have his name remembered.
Yes, absolutely. 100%.
And yeah. His name and the spirit of like giving back. Right? That's the big thing.
Yeah. And there aren't very many people like Mike. You know what? We all need to find our inner Mike.
Yes.
And I think we all need a Mike in our lives. And even if it's just for a short while.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm very, very happy that I knew him for the time that I did. So the Stretch Fest, so you said the 20th and the 21st, but then it's also...
It's the 20th and the 21st of May at Crossroads Market. That's Saturday and Sunday, the long weekend. And then we're also doing the same thing all over again on the 3rd and the 4th of June at the Southern Calgary Farmers Market. That's the one on Black, but not the new one by COP. And again, we'll have the same thing. It'll be from 10 till 4 on the Saturday and 12 till 4 on the Sunday. We're actually having a great big tent just outside the back of the market on the green space there. It'll look amazing. So we've got this fabulous tent that we've been given to use by a local company who have given it free of charge. So thank you very much, Lavish Canvas, for that.
That's Lavish Canvas, awesome.
Yeah, Lavish Canvas, awesome local glamping company. So they've given us that because it's in June. We know weather can be iffy in June. So we thought we'd better get ourselves undercover.
At any point in time.
Well, this is true, but we were going to be outside, so I wanted to make sure that our entertainers were under good canvas.
Yes, yeah, and it's nice that we have the two weekends to do this.
Absolutely. So if you can't come to one, come to the other, and remember, it's entirely free. And please tell everybody because we want to get as much as we can out of this. It's not about raising money. Yes, raising money is great. It's about raising awareness.
Yeah, absolutely.
That in itself, if we save two or three lives just by two or three people becoming organ donors, or 200 or 300 or 2 or 3,000, you know, we don't care. We even if it's one, we've done our job, and we've done our job in Michael's name.
Yeah, absolutely. And so there's going to be balloon artists there. You're going to have face painters.
Balloon artists, face painters, caricature artists, magicians, roving magicians. In some cases, as sometimes we'll have airbrush artists. We might have some. Oh, I think we've got Dan One Man Band coming to one or two of them. We've got a couple of characters who are likely to turn up. I'm not going to tell you who they are. And we don't know when they're coming either. So I need to keep that one under my hat. But basically, all the entertainers in Calgary are getting together and giving their time. So we're not all going to be there at the same time. There'll be sort of four or five entertainers in different shifts through the day. Yeah, we've got a great group of people who are coming to celebrate in Mike's name.
That'll be wonderful. Where can somebody find out a little bit more about Stretch Fest?
There's an Instagram Stretch Fest, which is just at Stretch Fest. So Stretch as it sounds, and there is a new word, Fest, F-E-S-T. There's actually a Facebook event as well, which is entitled Stretch Fest. And we're all posting all the time about it. You can also ask either of the markets, so Calgary Farmers Market in June on the 3rd and the 4th, or Crossroads Market next weekend, the 20th and the 21st.
That is amazing.
And I believe, actually, there's going to be a poster up at Canuck Amusements as well. So
there is a poster up at Canuck Amusements. That's what Julia was popping by with today. So it was really nice to see her on my way out. And she knew that this podcast was going to be coming, so she'll be waiting, chomping at the bit to hear it. And, yeah, like I say, if you have the opportunity to even look him up, but again, he was so... For as much as he did, he was so just humble, right? So he wasn't very boastful and didn't he wasn't the promoter. He didn't promote himself. He didn't. He
wasn't good at that. Although he did have 3 Instagram accounts.
Yes.
And they're still there, so there are lots of pictures. But certainly, if you want more information. Next week, just call the Crossroads Market. Check out Instagram. Check out events. Google hashtag StretchFest and you'll hit it.
And we'll put that in the show notes as well, so you'll be able to find that as well. I want to thank you so much, Lizzie, not only for just coming here today. I know you're super busy with putting all this together, but also to for everything that you're doing for this. I mean, you're honoring a dear, dear friend of mine, which is amazing, and also for the cause.
Because it's close to my heart. It's a coincidence that I happen to have the same sort of experience with my husband's death, but it's a coincidence that he and my husband were friends. I loved Mike, and that gives me pleasure to be able to do something to hopefully take a little bit of the sting out of this horrible news that we've all had. So if we can turn our, not to sound too cheesy, if we can turn our frowns upside down and make them into smiles in Mike's honor and in Mike's name, then I'm more than happy to get behind that and work as many hours as it takes to make it work. So,
and that's what he would want, right? He would
absolutely
want, yeah,
yeah.
He would want, he doesn't want people all upset. You'd want people happy and remembering him in good ways and even some of his ridiculousness. But yeah.
I will just end with this last thing. The last time I worked with him properly, I did work with him at a party at Christmas, but in November I was at the Children's Hospital big gala event they have every year at Christmas. It's a massive, massive fundraiser they do every year. And Michael was wearing the most ridiculous suit I've ever seen on anyone. Bear in mind, this is a guy who was over 6 foot tall. He must have been 6'3". It's about the same size as David
Sedgwick. Oh, I think he was even 6'4". Even like he was a tall guy. He's a tall dude.
Tall guy with, you know, big broad shoulders. And he was wearing a mirrored suit. Oh my God, I wish I'd taken photographs of him that night, because I roared. And he went, "Do you like my suit, Lizzie?" And I was like, "Oh Michael, it's so out there, it's so you, so crazy."
Yeah.
So you know what, I have this wonderful vision of him. The last time, wasn't exactly the last time I saw him, but last time I did a big gig with him, he was there resplendent in mirrors, just looking like Mike, being with that beautiful grin on his face and entertaining everybody. So feel blessed.
That's awesome. And yes, and thank you again.
My pleasure. My pleasure, Ryan.
And again, such a good cause. And we'll see everyone at StretchFest.
I hope so.
Yes, absolutely. And until next time, Lizzie, stay epic.
I'll try.
Thanks again for listening to Epic Phelan. If you like what you hear, be sure to subscribe, give me a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts, follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Real Ryan Phelan, and visit my website at thecalgaryrealestateguy.com. Until next time, stay epic.